So just to sort of set the stage, and we'll cover each of these in some detail, to guide our discussion, we're going to traverse IP management considerations from the point of assembling, first at the assembling of the IP portfolio stage, you know, the various options for developing and evolving the portfolio, to transacting with the IP to achieve different strategic objectives, whether those transactions take the form of business formation, product deployments, spin-outs, or simple, and when I say that, maybe in quotes, but IP-specific transactions. The structure of those transactions is a key element of all of this, and those have to serve the objectives of the buyer and the seller, and we'll investigate some of those factors and considerations as well as we go through the discussion this morning. So at the end of the day, a business is looking at its actions with regard to its IP portfolio and, of course, trying to make those accretive and avoid those steps that would destroy value in the IP. Unfortunately, it's not always that straightforward to identify an action you're taking today and the implications that it may have in the future. And we're going to try to talk through some of those, both from experience and example that all of us have had in over the course of time.
Excellent. So starting off on the first topic, what you're going to hear from us is value in context or value related to strategy. So IP is one of those assets that could be worth absolutely nothing or could be worth a tremendous amount of money, depending upon does the IP fit the strategy, does the IP fit the business need, or the context of what companies in this transaction are trying to accomplish.